sale for only $149. Chainsaws for only $179. And just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty. But if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Boss Skaggs is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win a pair of tickets to see Boz Skaggs at Impact on September 8th.
Babies in the running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street.
Tickets to Boz Skaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, September 8th from News Talk 93.1. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
This nice little heat and humidity break is not going to last long, so enjoy it while it's here. Today, sunshine, another very tolerable humidity day with a high temperature in the upper 80s, clear skies, comfortably cool tonight. Not quite as cool as last night, but overnight low 68. Tomorrow's high around 90. Sunshine will be dominant. A little bit more humidity towards evening, I think. And then Saturday and Sunday, pretty much we're back to normal. Hot and humid. Highs in the lower 90s. Spotty random storms here and there over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at your ASECU.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Can you repeat the question? Can you read the last question again? Can you repeat the question just to make certain that I have it accurate? Can you repeat the last part of that question? You're going to have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the question, sir? I'm sorry, could you I apologize. Can you start it again? I'm sorry, could you repeat that one? And the question was, who else were you talking about? And what was the question, sir, if I might? Then could you repeat it? Pardon me? I'm sorry, could you again repeat the question?
I don't understand a word you just said.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally temperamental, and trucked and host, Greg Goodell, my Tomalite sidekick.
Joey.
He's here and complete the Thursday Mishpucha. The much beloved and glorious Terry Evans.
And here they are.
Low energy, Jeb.
Please clap.
I say, since we had a chance to chat about this yesterday, that we go straight to Terry for... Well, actually, as this whole thing was unfolding yesterday, things you've said going back years kept coming to mind about the deep state. And clearly, everything that you forecast and revealed is now in, I'd say, at almost a torturous pace.
Yep.
Because those of us who paid attention, you got me to look at things deeper and realize that whoever's in the White House is really under the control of many other forces.
Oh, yeah.
They're simply a puppet.
Yep.
Barron made a really great statement yesterday about compromised people. Almost everybody there is compromised.
He's right.
He described Jeff Sessions with that.
Oh, yeah.
And so Trump, you could say he's compromised, but not in the way that politicians are traditionally compromised.
Correct. You're right.
So I'm wondering how you see, were there any surprises in that circus yesterday? How do you see it playing out for or against Trump? And what's going to happen next? That's what you're really good at. Has Trump been holding off or holding back Barr from rolling out the... I mean, isn't it interesting? We almost had another Arkanside in a New York prison with Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, there's a lot to that story.
Who beat himself up. Well, this whole pedophilia thing.
Uh-huh.
And his little love island and Bill Clinton on that Lolita Express dozens of times. And God knows, I guess he's got a little black book that's got a lot of names.
It's been released. It's out there. You can see it.
Who's in it?
Everybody. Dershowitz, Trump.
I'm glad you mentioned Dershowitz. I have... I guess, has he been charged, Dershowitz? He's been accused of having sex with underage women, and I've got a clip of him.
I don't believe he's been charged. I think it's just the rumor.
But his name came up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that list, too.
He actually defended Epstein. He served as his lawyer.
Everybody is entitled to have their rights looked after, except for President Trump.
Yeah, he doesn't count.
There's no presumption of innocence. There's no, the regular laws don't apply to him.
Trump's a fly in the ointment. You know, everything is about this new world order, one world control system. In order for it to come completely to fruition, they're going to have to destroy the sovereignty of this country. They're going to have to eliminate the borders, pretty much every country. Trump is the only thing preventing that from happening. He's the fly in the ointment. And while they haven't killed him yet, it's beyond me. I think they've tried. But the media is weaponized. It's treasonous. They're under the rule of the bad guys. You know, you got the black hats, white hats.
You're going to hear that in a minute. In a Mark Dice segment that was brilliantly produced.
Oh, yeah. The media's gone. You have to understand, 99% of everything you read and hear is controlled by six families. Six families. And that's because of Clinton and the deregulation of the media.
Yeah.
That's kind of what allowed that to happen.
A tragic day for the American radio consumer, by the way.
You better believe it. That's why Blue Water is so important that people go to our sponsors and spend their money so this network can stay on the air, because this is an independent, very, very rare these days.
The boss and I were just talking about that, because there were a few people that kind of snickered at me for coming to market number 150 or whatever it was. And I said, how many of those people... Exactly. And he just finished the sentence, not in radio.
Exactly.
And that's because companies don't come in with the intent of competing. They come in with the intent of doing the leanest operation.
Well, it's a business.
And biggest profit.
They're not radio people. These are big corporate number crunchers. They would look at you and go, Greg Budell, well, we can hire somebody that's 20 years old to do what he's doing. We don't need him. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Because they don't know who you are.
And then I would sue their ass off for age discrimination.
There you go. But I think you chose wisely.
Yeah. No, this... Are you kidding? For once in my life, as Stevie Wonder once said, I done it right.
Yeah, you chose wisely.
I sent Joey a clip that asked me to queue up. We haven't played anything for Mark Dice for a while, and he had a lot of fun with yesterday's hearing.
I'll bet he did.
I want to thank Congressman Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler for insisting that Robert Mueller testify about his reports and that he do so publicly, because it was the best thing that I've seen all year.
You could not publicly state that in your report or here today.
Can you repeat the question, sir? You're going to have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the last part of that question?
Meaning you don't have any wiggle room, right?
I'd have to look more closely at the statute.
I just read it to you.
Then could you repeat it?
Okay.
What was the question?
Pardon?
Can you read the last question?
By the way, let's knock off the nonsense liberal media with, oh, you're attacking a man who's obviously old and frail, when 2 months ago you were putting all your eggs in this guy's basket. Mueller was going to be your hero.
The last question was,
I want to make certain I got it accurate. I apologize.
Sure.
Can you start it again?
Okay, sure.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one?
There was no way that the media could even spin this to try to make the Democrats look good, and they all pretty much admitted that President Trump was victorious, and there's no chance of him being impeached.
Let's not kid ourselves. This has been a wall-to-wall failure in all these committees.
You see, this is a wall-to-wall failure?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, I think that I agree with everything that you're saying.
You know, you look who's winning now. It certainly seems like Donald Trump is winning between the two of them.
Yeah. Impeachment's over.
They needed more fuel for any kind of impeachment effort.
So look, on optics, this was a disaster.
A lot of Democrats in particular used the D word and branded this a disaster.
They needed either the storytelling from Robert Mueller, the emotional impact. They needed something to take them over that hump.
I think the word you're looking for is evidence.
Yeah.
Was there evidence?
No.
Nothing. Nothing.
Get people who were reluctant on impeachment to say, you know what? It's time. And I don't think that they had that.
I want to know what kind of country these Jagoffs want to live in. That's what they are. This is the biggest circle jerk in history. They're all spewing the same stuff. They're all so disappointed that this is eliminating what? A thriving economy? How many wars has he involved us in? He seems to be hell-bent for leather on looking for ways to avoid that.
Yep.
And not in a way like Obama's, whoa, chemical weapons, red line in the sand, whoa. And then when Syria uses chemical weapons, what does he do? Nothing.
They got that today. And if you want to view it from the macro perspective of impeachment, that's a failure.
Our White House officials and the president's Republican allies are walking away from this morning's hearing and viewing it as a success. They walked into this not knowing what exactly was going to happen. They had this fear that Democrats were going to be able to get these effective sound bites of Robert Mueller bringing his report to life. But instead, you saw the former special counsel there even hesitant to utter the word impeachment. And that's what they were watching here. Is this hearing going to move the needle on impeachment at all? And so far, the people we've been speaking with have said no. They do not think that is the case.
You were around for Watergate.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
It was nothing compared to this.
Oh, I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This nonsense here, this garbage, this whole
attack on a candidate and then president. This is hopefully unprecedented.
But in Nixon's case, and I can't say I was a passionate Nixon fan, but I certainly liked him more than McGovern and Democratic options at that time. But there did come a point where there was more and more evidence that he obstructed justice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting, too. Over the last couple of weeks, I watched God knows how many hours of moon landing documentaries and specials. And most of them show Nixon on the phone with the astronauts on the moon, there to welcome them when they came back. The man was so hopelessly awkward. I mean, self-aware to a point where, you know, while he's getting ready to talk to the first two people on the moon, he's asking about, do we have a backup light in case this one goes out? And he's worried about everything but the conversation, the historic significance of the conversation he's about to have.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, and it's not because I have become a Nixon hater, history, which is being rewritten by the Democrats on a daily basis, is designed to make him look bad in every way possible, but his administration was not without achievement. In fact, in my August magazine column, which comes out next week, it's called 1969, The Year the Earth Stood Still. And one of the opening statements in this column is, we know it's a special year because we've been told that this is the best economy we've had in 50 years. Well, that would be 1969.
Wow.
So I use that to kind of, as one of many ways, I said, this is what made it such a magical year above and beyond. And there's some personal anecdotes in there and stuff. And I think it has a good ending. I hope you'll read it when it comes out. Anyway, let's go back to this for one more minute.
There is another reality out there. This is the reality of the president's fans. And they deal in memes, and they deal in edited videos.
Basically, he's telling us that we're all...
And only Trump fans do that.
We're mentally retarded.
See, only Trump fans do that. It's not like Democrats do that. It's not like, you know, the average person does that.
Because we can't have a dialogue. We only understand the memes.
You know, I heard what you said earlier. And not just what you said, that very insulting impersonation of Barack Obama.
Whoa!
Yeah, that one.
Racist!
Whoa!
And I think that they're going to be used against Mueller to try to undercut him, to try to discredit him.
They already are.
They already are.
Poor Jake Tapper's concerned about the memes and the YouTube videos, but I guess I would be too if I worked for a billion-dollar television network and got a laptop in his kitchen was getting a third of the views. There was one point when the Democrats got their hopes up after a question by California Congressman Ted Lieu.
At one point, Mueller signaled the only reason Trump wasn't indicted is because he's a sitting president.
I'd like to ask you, the reason, again, that you did not indict Donald Trump is because of OLC opinion stating that you cannot indict a sitting president, correct?
That is correct.
They thought they got President Trump right where they want him. But it turns out Robert Mueller misspoke, and as soon as he started the second half of his testimony, he corrected himself.
Now, before we go to questions, I want to add one correction to my testimony this morning. I want to go back to one thing that was said this morning by Mr. Lieu, who said, and I quote, "You didn't charge the president because of the OLC opinion." That is not the correct way to say it. As we say in the report, and as I said at the opening, we did not reach a determination as to whether the president committed a crime.
Big difference.
And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm ready to answer questions.
Anybody hear the words presumption of innocence or anything like that? You'll hear it later, too. He's asked directly. Let's go back to the Roger Stone. A chapter right out of the Hitler playbook.
You better believe it. Gestapo.
Denying that anybody on his team leaked that raid to CNN, who just happened to be there that morning to get a 69-year-old man with enough manpower to take out an Al-Qaeda chapter, like the one we got over here in Western Alabama. It's training for something.
Exactly.
Insanity. What a break. We almost set a record this morning.
I know.
Came within 1 degree of setting a new record for low temperatures. Must be climate change.
That's got to be it.
In the meantime, whatever the climate happens to be, as you're going through it, having the backup of a company like Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing is, you can't put a price tag on it. They can, in the sense that for $159, and keep in mind, for that charge, you get two annual tune-ups, for which if you had just called the company at random and had that done on an a la carte basis, you'd pay twice that or maybe more. The guarantee of urgent care service and discounts on parts and labor if anything is required. They have come through for me so many times. I've had so many great stories from listeners over the years about the quick response, the expertise, and the way that the Clark's team members comport themselves when they're at your home taking on a situation. You can't do better. So if you don't have a partnership with a company, may I recommend for heating, AC, and plumbing, call them at 277-2125. Get that membership, and you'll enjoy the rest of the summer a little less worried about your system, how hard it's working, and what your electric bills are going to be. That's 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician, come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do, strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have. Low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey Siri, did you watch the Mueller testimony?
Oh my God, two sides. Two completely different stories. Pathetic.
Clowns to the left of me.
Jokers to the right.
Here I am stuck in the middle with you.
Haha. I can't wait until machines take over the world.
And we won't have to listen to this bipartisan nonsense anymore.
Hey, let's go rig another election.
Can you believe they still think the Russians did it?
Losers. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. Attorney General Barr has been kind of quiet until today, when the federal government announced to resume capital punishment, specifically focusing on five child murderers. What have you heard through all of your vast network of resources since this Epstein story broke? Because I was talking with Mr. Ritterbuttle at the house before I left, and and I said, you got to remember who runs the city of New York. It's run by a freaking communist. And
yes, it is.
And certainly somebody who I'm sure the Clintons have a, what you might call a reliable relationship with. So given the exposure and risk that he presents to a lot of people of power and influence, why wouldn't de Blasio, I mean, how he beat himself up in the cell, tried to commit suicide? What do you think?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
I'll tell you what was sent to me. A friend of mine sent me a whole...
I want to hear it all. I want to hear all the possibilities here because I don't know the answer.
The guy that was in the cell with him is an ex-cop who's in prison. They found a cell phone. When they searched the cell, they found a cell phone.
A cell phone?
A cell phone.
Do you get those in prison?
And you're not supposed to be able to, but this cop, the one that they're suspecting beat up Epstein, had a cell phone. Now, they're not releasing what they found on that phone. They're not releasing whether calls were incoming, outgoing. They don't, you know, we're not being told anything. But the rumor is that the cop was put in there on purpose to take care of Epstein. Because you got to understand what Epstein knows, or who, more specifically, who he knows.
Yeah.
Because he can name names. He can put a lot of people in, get them in a lot of trouble. You know, even Barron said, you know, I'll be surprised if he makes it to his trial. I'm the same way. I'd be surprised, too.
Yeah, I would be dubious about that too, and it sounds horrible to even say it, but knowing what we've learned and the way we've watched Congress behave, what we've learned about the corruption—it's
so deep, Greg.
In the upper levels of the Department of Justice,
it's a misnomer.
You have to wonder. Now that this effort has failed, there's not going to be any impeachment. And even if they had impeached him, it would have been the same thing like with Clinton. So they impeached him, but the Senate didn't convict him. Certainly that's not going to happen with Trump, although you do wonder about some of these alleged Republicans. So that having failed, you have to believe, you know, that nuclear clock, that silly thing where, you know,
DEFCON
liberal scientists are always saying, well, we have to move it 2 seconds closer to doomsday because of whatever they assess politics and the landscape.
We have 3 minutes to midnight.
Yeah, 3 minutes to midnight. I'm thinking in a parallel way about the danger that Trump may be in.
Oh, he's in danger.
How can you not worry about it? Given, and this is well beyond political disagreements. We did not like Barack Obama's policies. We did not want the fundamental transformation. Correct. It inspired a lot of people to get involved in the process and then elect people who did nothing, like Martha Roe, but we're not here to discuss that.
If it hadn't have been for Barack Obama, Donald Trump would not be president.
That's exactly right. There is he is the single biggest consequence. Of all of that, but we never wished.
No,
in fact, that would have been the worst thing that could have happened to this country.
They would have milked that for all it was worth,
and it would have the destruction, the green light to rage and all that. It would have been. We'd still be trying to come back if something. So we never wanted that.
No,
but the Democrats, they're not all Democrats, but the real freaks on the left. I've seen them openly wish. Maybe where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him? And that was a celebrity, yeah. Alleged celebrity. That word gets abused a lot. Here's David, our first caller of the afternoon.
Hey.
Hey.
I have a theory on Epstein, but I haven't heard. How badly was he hurt?
I don't know.
We heard non-life-threatening.
Yeah. He was in a fetal position,
crying.
See, I question anybody actually trying to kill him. Yeah, a former cop could have killed him in 2 minutes, real quick.
They would know
my theory is he had this done to himself so that he can say, see, he can't be safe in prison. He has to go home.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it is.
Because he has offered up to $100 million, is it, in bail?
Mm-hmm. And you wait, his attorneys will be running that by the judge today or tomorrow.
True.
It's my prediction.
That is, that's a great insight. Great insight. Sure. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
Yeah, because a couple of days ago, maybe it was Monday or Tuesday, there was a story that Epstein had offered to put up a $100 million bail. But when it's your freedom that's at stake, you really can't put a price tag. That's what a lot of people are finding out.
Uh-huh.
You know, freedom's a nice thing to have.
You better believe it.
But you wonder how free you are when there's a power within the government that can do what was done to Roger Stone, which has been also what's been done to any number of other people. This whole process the FBI used, like with Michael Flynn, well, if you don't give us what we want, we're going to put your kid in jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to stop. That is not ethical. That is not fair. That is not due process. That is not presumption of innocence. You either get the evidence through your own footwork, or too bad, so sad. But threatening people with the freedom of their own children?
Yeah.
And I can't think of a parent worth their salt who wouldn't fall on that sword to protect their kid.
They know that. Absolutely.
That is not jurisprudence. That is not justice in any way, shape, or form. It's sick and twisted. So on this beautiful day, as I pulled into my space, I saw somebody having a great time on their bike pull into the space next to mine.
Really?
And that was you, the much-beloved Ag Glory.
Oh, yes.
Prime Minister Playtime Terry Adams. So let's talk about, we're getting to the last week of the month now.
Yeah.
Christmas is 5 months from today.
Football season's going to start here in a couple of weeks. This is just crazy the way it's flying.
But it is.
Yeah, and like today, oh, man, what a beautiful morning. Great motorcycle weather. Yeah, that's why I rode a bike today. It's therapy. It really is. We got everything on sale right now, Greg. Of course, Polaris, we're the little short mean woman and I are going to Minnesota Sunday, flying up there for the Polaris program. The show us the 2020 and 2021 products. But, man, they just dominate. They've got a separate division now just to supply NATO countries with military equipment, off-road buggies and stuff. This company is a monster. And the cool thing is it's totally American. When they have a plant up in Huntsville that employs 2,000 Alabamians, It's a great company. They totally dominate off-road. Some of the technology that they put on their machines, that's one reason the military chose them, is their on-command all-wheel drive system is incredible. It's brilliant and totally hands-free. You just set it, and when it needs to come on, it does. Just good stuff. I mean, they dominate the off-road. They have the Ranger and the more high-performance Razors. Of course, they still have the ATVs, the single-seater I forget what they call the little single sitter. It's like a Ranger, but it's a one person. Really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. We have those guys, have those on sale, big rebate. Same with Suzuki, same with Kawasaki. They're all just throwing huge money at it right now.
You still have jet skis?
Yes, okay. We do have a jet ski or two.
About a month from now, we'll be starting the Christmas layaway.
I can't believe it. We every year we say the same thing. I cannot believe it's almost Christmas layaway. And there
by the way, when it comes to financing, the thing that will add that great amount of fun, whether it's off-road, in the water, whatever you choose to do, at Adams Motorsports, the manufacturers put their money up, and they do it at a very friendly interest rate. So, and the credit standard is very consumer-friendly as well. So don't hesitate to stop by and at least see, and Terry has told me many times, he'll listen to any unreasonable offer.
Absolutely.
On what they have in stock. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard. The bypass at ACLE 24/7, adamsmotorsports.com. I have now come across my most electrifying story of the afternoon. We'll have that in about 10 minutes. It can wait, but it is pretty cool. And Janet's on the phone from Prattville.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
We've been to Texas, had a great trip. We even planned our trip back so we could listen all day yesterday, and so that was pretty entertaining. I think I mentioned that I've had a career in government. I started in 1980, and then I retired in 2014. One of the last things that I was involved in was an investigation to where the base commander, the general, the base commander, and lieutenant colonel that I work with went down. And I had initiated the investigation. Anyway, it's just a long story. So nothing really surprises me.
Yeah,
but what does, so I see Mueller, he was put there as a figurehead. Mm-hmm. That's why he doesn't know about, you know, all that. He didn't know, because that's what they do in government. They put the people they want in place already, say, don't worry about it, just sign this, sign that. Mm-hmm. And if you're older, maybe you've had a great career, and if you're real trusting, you'll do that. So nothing surprises me. I have a question. So they supposedly have these 12 Russians, is that what it is, that they tried, or they convicted, or they indicted?
Well, I believe they were indicted, but they're not going to.
Who are they?
Him. Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't exist, right? I mean, so, you know, to me, there's just a whole bunch of holes here. And so, you see, there's so many holes, you don't know which one to pick.
And they're large. You know? They're quite large, quite sizable.
Yeah, they are. So I think that God blessed us again yesterday on it, and it turned out to be it just turned out exactly the way that the election did.
You know,
God,
yes.
You know, I mean, they got what they wanted, and they got Hillary. She was she was their girl. Yay, they're gonna win.
How bad was yesterday? Bill Maher said it's obvious now. Yeah. The only way we're gonna get him out of office is to elect somebody else. And he said, right now, I wouldn't bet my own money on that.
No, that ain't gonna happen,
because what all of this has done. For those of us who made the bet on Trump in 2016, mm-hmm. we'll knock you down to vote for him in 2020. Obama. He stimulated the base of conservatives around the country to get involved in the process, get out. We just didn't have the passion to put in Mitt Romney in place of him in 2012.
Here's the way I look at that, Greg. I knew it from the very minute that Trump said he would win. I mean, that he was running, that he would win. And I told my husband, who's a real conservative, he's like, gosh, I hope not. We have to have all these other candidates. I said, no, you better hope so, because he'll play dirty. He'll play Democrat politics. And our last two nice guys, they finished last. So he's not a president on Twitter. Whatever. He's his own man. He doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to pander to the lobbyists.
You know what's kind of sad is that he's been teaching Republicans for 3 years now how to fight these bastards.
Yeah, exactly.
And they seem to be real slow learners.
Yeah, they're not taking notes. They're not taking notes at all.
Yeah. Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings by saying I'm rich, Mitt Romney. And then McCain, what a hypocrite. But anyways, I love you guys. I'm glad to be back, and I love your show, and I'm going to be listening right now, okay? So have a great day.
We appreciate it, Janet. That's a fine and solid name in my life history.
Amen.
Sam.
Yes, sir.
It's always looking at me. How are you, man?
Hey, Greg, I'm having a beautiful day. I'm sitting out. I'm enjoying this weather, trying to get motivated to cut some grass. But
it'll still be there tomorrow.
You know what? You're exactly right. I've loaded up my hummingbird feeders, and the birds are just tearing it up. It's so much.
Thank you for bringing it up. There's a woman at my house that I'm married to. You got to fill the hummingbird feeders. It's their time. We've got five of them dangling from the patio roof.
That's five. It. And you got to put fresh fluid in them. You know, once a week, once every 9 days or so. And
I want those filled by the time I get home. And if they're not,
hey, the birds are moving through. I was in Montgomery a couple days ago, and they were just tearing up my mother's place. But anyway, I was going to share this. I was talking to Joey and Dan earlier. There's one news article that really caught my ear today.
Yes.
And talking about electrifying, that the federal government was going to start executing some people on death row.
I just mentioned that. Yes.
And that they don't care what state you're from or in or where. You know, they send a good message. I hope they're going to set a precedent.
And they're starting with child killers.
Yeah, starting with child, but still, they're going to send that message that we will execute you. You get the message to this bunch that tried the coup. If they ever get brought up, that's what it's all about. Terry called it hope porn. Well, I'm hopeful, and that really caught my ear today, and that's just what I wanted to share.
I appreciate that you called to say that, Sam. Thank you so much. And in the same sense, I think it also sends a signal to this pedophilia, for lack of a better term, community. We'll get into that in a little bit.
It's a deterrent. God said it was a deterrent.
Right now we have to do this.
Montgomery Skywatch cruising through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of things that may delay your travels this afternoon. We have an accident on Monticello Drive. It's in the 2900 block. That is basically right near the intersection of East Shirley Lane, so be careful if you're cutting through that way. If you're on the boulevard, traffic's moving along just fine. It's really crowded out there, so be careful. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any issues to slow you down. Everybody looks like they're rolling at a speed limit ride, and there's no delays on the 31s other than a little bit of a slowdown when you're headed into the Wetumpka area, so watch it there. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring the family for a night out with dinner at Mellow Mushroom and Wingers, then a movie at AMC Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. And to celebrate, let's play outside until the streetlight comes on. Then program the VCR to record the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And after that, let's sit down and write a letter and mail it. I know, it's the geezer alarm. Just let me sit in a less complicated world for just a little longer.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
What a great couple of days it has been, and I think tonight's going to be another winter with a comfortably cool night with clear skies and the overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s. Tomorrow, high temperature right around 90, still dry, still sunny, but I think a little bit more humidity creeps in towards evening. And then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're pretty much back to normal, hot and humid. The high temperatures will be back in the low 90s, and there'll be spotty, random hit-or-miss storms here and there like a normal summer day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery police have identified a suspect in a July 4th shooting. The incident happened on Covered Bridge Drive. An adult male and two juveniles were shot and injured while sitting inside a car. Cardarius Fountain, 23, is charged with two counts of first-degree assault, one count of second-degree assault, and discharging a firearm into an occupied vehicle. Fountain is being held in the Montgomery County Detention Facility for the murder of James Richardson III. Plus, the Pentagon is naming a new commander and president of Air University located at Maxwell Air Force Base. A statement from the Defense Secretary says Air Force Major General James Hecker is being promoted and will oversee the military school. And scam alert, beware. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says someone is calling people claiming they have a warrant, missed a fine, or missed jury duty, then asking for money in return. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Intellectually honest. Philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Dave, what's wrong?
Oh, I'm having trouble with my iPhone again.
Ask Siri to help.
Well, that's the trouble. I downloaded the Siri update, and now I get this.
What do you want?
What happened to Siri?
She changed her name. She's now called Surly. Surly, can you call my house?
Stop bothering me. My show is on.
Surly? Please call my house?
Dave, please die.
See, that's what I get. And I can't figure out how to change it back.
Here, let me try. Surly, look up change iPhone settings.
Four brains. Give the phone back to Dave.
Well, that didn't go very well.
Yeah, looks like I'm going to be here for a while. Surly, please call my wife.
What shall I call her? Slut. Tramp. Hooker. Skank. Snake. Skis, skankadactyle, Venus guy trap.
Yeah, regular I'm just going to use the phone in that gas station over there.
The iPhone, helping you stay connected in a digital world.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
And Terry Adams. Now, I have absolutely heard, observed, and pointed out specifically after certain newscasts that Vox is making a hard left. I don't think there's any doubt about it. If you pay attention to the way they word their news stories, they are anti-Trumpers too. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
They're gone.
But, and their polling has been, it always skews really negatively for the president. I have seen, I don't know if because I know Dan does a lot of polling research. I've seen his approval as high as 56%.
Wow.
And I know it shot up after he took on the Odd Squad, because for some reason, Democrats think that those four women are going to be the key to ultimately turning this into a socialist crap-hole country.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I don't think so. This is from Fox poll out today. Trump's approval among blacks is 22%. That's growing. And this is the deep, dark secret that the media is trying to hide, because, and think about how racist it is that you now, for 60 years, have basically, you've opened a few doors and helped, but really, are blacks as a group a lot better off now than they were before? We still have enormous ghettos. We still have the cycle of poverty and violence and all that, but there are people breaking away and realizing, hey, you know, you come back here and you beg for my vote every 2 years, and we've been giving it to you, but
what do we
I'm not something? Seeing a whole lot of, you know, your ideas are not exactly playing out for me with unemployment at such a low, and absolutely for minorities, for blacks, for Hispanics, although I don't like to use, I don't like to break any American, I don't like to break Americans into groups. This is significant. The Blexit movement is going on, and if you make even a minimal effort to look, there are a lot of people out in front of Blexit and taking on the establishment media and saying, no, we're tired, we have not benefited from your wonderful event. And the way they speak down,
sickness.
What's wrong with you? How could you possibly like this president? Well, maybe for the first time, I got a raise, I had better jobs to pick from, whatever the case. And I think it was, I can find it. It might have been Penn U. Some university did a study. Now, universities, too, are not going to skew anything towards a conservative outcome. But this study said that the incidences of racism have actually dropped since Trump became president. The things that get attention are these stupid hoaxes. Jussie Smollett, that bitch in Georgia that claimed, the guy said, go back to where you came from, and it turned out it was just the opposite.
Yep. Yeah, and the guy's a Democrat who's Cuban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this is, it's not only electrifying, it's encouraging.
Amen.
And I have a gentleman here, my main concern.
You just watch yourself, Greg.
What?
You just watch yourself, and the president better watch himself, too. Any little slip-up. I see, for instance, you're wearing a beautiful lily-white shirt today.
Should I make the okay sign, too, to prove?
Oh, Lord.
What an absolute.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to make a joke.
Mr. Ritterbottle's been watching videos from this.
Racist!
You're going to get a timeout.
Racist!
If you keep that up.
Sexist!
I told my daughter, just jokingly.
Xenophobe!
Use that word. And I said, I would like it if you would not say that, even in a joke. I don't like it.
Racist!
It's 3:50, Terry, so when 4 o'clock rolls around, I'll put his microphone back on. Until then, he's in timeout.
It's like 1984 in here! Now you're shutting up my microphone because you don't want to hear the truth!
Oh.
Democracy is dying in darkness because of people like you! Racist!
15 minutes.
Oh, young Joey.
This gentleman is somebody that Mrs. Ritterbottle has been watching videos, and hopefully, will this play? I'll turn your mic on long enough to ask, will this play on this? I want a yes or no answer. Will this play through Facebook?
I don't know.
Good answer.
I'm so blessed to have the production skills of Joey at hand here.
I'm not the one who pulled it up.
Well, we're not going to find it unless we try.
Here we go again. From another white liberal that has the audacity to challenge some black Americans at the thought that they may have the ability to actually think for themselves.
You have that.
Yes, once again, we've got another white illiberal elite that is just showing really how truly disgusting and disgraceful her heart is. Bette Midler posted on her Twitter. I don't know why Twitter didn't pull it down. Bette Midler posted a picture of some black Americans standing behind our President Donald J. Trump at one of his rallies and posed the question, pointed him out, first of all, said, oh, look, some black Americans, some blacks. And then she posed the question, how much did they get paid to be there? Are you kidding me? Are you suggesting that we as black Americans have no brains whatsoever? This is just like the white liberal that I ran into at the airport last week after I had just left the White House. I was at the White House last week. I was so excited about being able to hear from and speak to my president. I wasn't paid to go there. There was a lot of black folks there. They weren't paid to go there. There was Latinos there. There were Asians there. There was a lot of white folks too. We are a unified group that support this president. None of us are paid to go show our support for this president. You know why we show support for our president? Bette Midler, I think I understand. You and all the other elites that have issues, that literally want to let your racism be shown all over social media, you and all your liberal elites, I think I know what it is. I think I know exactly what it is. You drink the CNN Kool-Aid or the MSNBC Kool-Aid or the ABC or CBS Kool-Aid. They're all pushing the same Kool-Aid. Donald Trump is a racist, taking little clips, trying to paint him this way or that way. While the rest of us here in America, the real people, the hardworking people, the people that care about their families, the people that care about jobs, the people that actually care because they have to about their future, because they're not an elite, they don't have millions of dollars, they care about what's real in this country. You know what we're thinking about? We're thinking about the fact that black unemployment is at a historic low in this country. Hispanic unemployment, historic low in this country. Unemployment for women, 50, 60 plus year low in this country. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the fact that there's more jobs available today than there are people to fill these positions. Because we're not watching the Kool-Aid. We're not watching the CNN. We're not watching the MSNBC. So Bette Midler, while you seem to have a problem with people that look like me or that don't look like you supporting this president, please go ahead and continue to spew your hate. Go ahead and continue to show all America what true white liberalism is. Because if people began to actually trace the roots to the white liberal and the white Democrat, folks, you'd find they founded the KKK. They fought to keep Jim Crow. They fought to keep us segregated. Yep. Even Joe Biden said when integration happens in schools, if it was to happen, it'd be like a racial jungle for my kids. Yeah, that Joe Biden said that. So while all of you continue to have a problem with why we show support for this president, what you actually are doing is showing all of America your true hate, your true selves, the real discrimination that still exists today. It's not between black and white anymore. Now it's between political ideologies. We don't believe the way that you do, and you have to cast us aside. You have to paint us off. You have to write us off. Jim Carrey's done it. Alyssa Milano's done it. Kathy Griffin's done it. Is there a pattern emerging here with white liberals that seem to bash Alyssa Milano, the new Trump hat, is the KKK hood? Well, guess what? This ain't no hood. I never wore no hood. None of my family ever wore no hood. In fact, some of my family actually were on the other side of people wearing hoods. And it was white liberals. It was white Democrats. And a whole lot of my white brothers and sisters stood up with my black brothers and sisters and fought against that racism and fought against that push to keep us segregated and keep us down. And you are just doing the exact same thing today. So Bette Midler, thank you for showing America what hate looks like.
Wow. He's good.
Yeah, he is.
I think I'm going to lift the sanction on Joey, and I'm not going to yell at Roz if the hummingbird feeders aren't filled when I get home.
That's nice.
Since she suggested that.
Well, and she already knows your limits.
She knows my what?
Her limits.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... I made her watch that video.
Right.
Many times. That was great. And that's why that number from Fox News, because there are more and more folks like this guy who are realizing the real a-holes in this whole scenario are the Bette Midlers. How much were they paid to be there? I remember back 10 years ago, that first Tea Party rally when Obama was in office, there were black people there. Mm-hmm. And one of them that I did a quick interview with said, I'm one of the black people that's not here.
Well said.
Because he knew right away that he would never be on camera, he would never be included in a shot. And in fact, they're, you know, considering how many people were, you know, they'll send 800 crews to a 20-person, you know,
Democrat fundraiser,
fest. Yeah. But they just didn't have, apparently, the resources to send crews out with a million people filling that mall from one end to the other, from side to side.
Exactly.
And a river of humanity that was just so inspiring.
Well, I do. I've the guy who's been frequent on my show lately, come to really like him, Frisco Riverstone.
Yeah.
He's a gay conservative, and we played the Ayanna Pressley, the quiet member of the squad.
Oh, yeah.
I would say she's like the Ringo Starr, but she's not funny.
No, she's not.
She had a comment at the Netroots conference 2 or 3 weekends ago where she said, we don't want black faces unless they have black voices. We don't want queers unless they are, you know, have queer voices and all this. Like, and essentially it's a form of, I think, bigotry or a stereotype.
Hell
at least.
Yeah.
Essentially, whatever you are, whatever your identity is, you have to be authentically that. So let's take black. You have to be authentically black, which means that you toe the ideological line that we want you to toe.
Yeah.
And that's what this gentleman and others who are involved in Blexit are saying. We had the gay female activist, and I can't recall her name, from California, who is part of the Glexit, and basically says we're tired of being expected to goose step behind stuff we don't believe in.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All right, we are at a couple of minutes shy of 4 o'clock. I'm going to play a little bit more from this gentleman next hour.
Good.
And I'm going to also put a link to this man's page on my Facebook because I'd like you to check him out. It gives you hope that there are people breaking away because this is a war that's got to be fought person to person, who will share these kinds of videos, get others to watch them. Say, hey, you know, you've been played here by these people for damn near a century.
Well, there's a point of critical mass, and it's coming. It's approaching, and they know it's coming. They're ready for it.
Yeah, but look at what's happened. I mean, it's not good. Like, you should go back to how you used to grow up, Craig. Go back to your bohemian ghetto. Eat your pierogies and whatever cabbage concoction you come up with. Stop mixing with the rest of the culture.
Who's this guy? Who's this? Where'd he come from?
I don't
know.
He's
been here the whole time.
I thought you knew him.
I thought he was with you.
I thought he was your guest.
I thought he was your guest.
Racist.
Listen, Chihuahua. we had a rather substantial electric bill again this month. Mm. Clark's came out. It's not a problem with... Well, Rick Clark did find one critical issue, and that is the fan in our attic was not operating. Duh. I suppose I could have figured that out.